I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, we're recording. You alright?
Yeah, I'm alright. You alright?
I'm alright. November 1980.
Oh, yes.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed October and September. We've had some interesting feedback. Plenty of interesting feedback on last month's episode where we lost our shit a little bit, right?
Well, yeah, one of us did. I tried to remain the consummate professional. I never thought I'd fucking say that.
When I listened back to the edit, I literally just sat there. It was early one morning, and I was just sitting there, and I was like, oh, can we put this out? And I listened to it, and I just laughed that hard all over again. I should say, if any of you don't know what we're talking about, if this is your first time listening, go back to episode. Well, go back to episode one if you've just started here, because you've got another two episodes to catch up on, and you'll really get a flavour of kind of what the podcast's about if you start at the beginning. But you're fine to keep listening now. And so, as ever, should we start with the charts?
Yeah, let's start with the charts. Do you want me to do the tune again?
Yes.
I freestyled that bit.
I thought you were going to go for like a little synth play over there. And you just went... All right. Some records that were in the charts in November 1980. David Bowie, Fashion.
Yeah, it's good Fashion, isn't it?
It's not one of my favourites.
No, but it's not one of my favourite Bowie songs, but I think it's one of them ones that... don't sound like anything else. I think it's one of them records, you know, like Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime. Mm-hmm. One of them records that just don't sound like anything else. Sounds like it's been beamed down from outer space. I think it's a fucking great record.
Weren't Ziggy Stardust beamed down from outer space?
David Bowie got beamed down a lot from outer space in his various guises, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. What's your favourite Bowie?
You put me on the spot there, but I think probably Modern Love.
Yeah, I like that.
It's good that.
I like that. I like Absolute Beginners.
Oh, yeah, that's good as well, isn't it? Mm,
grand, that is.
Yeah. What about... do you like Less Dance?
I think that's got a really good groove to it. I like playing that in the clubs. It's got that kind of Nile Rodgers sound to it. I really like Sound and Vision.
Yeah, it's good Sound and Vision, isn't it?
I like Heroes, but I really like Life on Mars.
Oh, Heroes is fucking cracking,
yeah.
isn't it?
He's got a lot of fucking good records, David Bowie.
He's one of them people, isn't he, that's got a lot of good records. What about China Girl? Would you get away with that nowadays?
I'm not a fan of that.
Would you get away with it nowadays?
I'm not a fan of that. Fashion. Fashion.
Turn to the left.
What was you wearing?
Oh, I'm trying to think if this was just, if this was around the time, but I think it might have been just, I don't think I had much of a sense of fashion in the whole of the 80s.
Yeah. I mean, we're currently sitting here in Gucci.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Blinging it. I don't know. I think I was still wearing what my mum fucking dressed me in from the 1970s in 1980. I don't know that I kind of caught onto your Philos and your Sergio Tacchinis.
No,
I think that was a couple of years in the future.
That was secondary school, wasn't it? As you got into secondary school, the casual scene started, yeah. And that was when I guess we become more aware of what everyone was wearing, and you had to try and afford to keep up and you couldn't because you only had your pocket money, and it all come down to whether like your mum and dad were ever going to go out and buy you a Tacchini tracksuit top. Mine didn't. They bought me a Rossini tracksuit top.
I had a lot of pet Pierluigi Collina jumpers. A pair of Tarras from Tilbury Market.
I got me Tarras from, there was a shop in Tilbury, and I went there and I remember getting my first pair of grey Tarras.
Is that word Tarras just Farrah's from Tilbury?
No, I think they were like a Schneid Farrah with just a little T on it. They were exactly the same cut, but yeah, they were probably about 30 quid cheaper.
Yeah.
And I do remember, I mean, I've got an 80s story regarding Farrah's.
Did you ever get a marker and just put a little cross on the T to try and make it like an F?
No,
me neither.
So we mentioned Adam in the second episode when we the guy phoned us up in the phone box and then we caught him wanking off. So the two fellas that we bumped into and went to the police station with to grass up the stranger danger, one was this fella called Adam.
Right, I thought for a minute you knew the bloke who was wanking off in the grass.
No, I mean...
His name was Adam.
We're friends on Facebook, I don't know him. But Adam was one of the other lads that come to the police station when we done our little panic run for stranger danger. I mean, this is probably one of the most 80s stories you're ever going to hear. But my school fete, you could pay something like 25p and get a ride and you could ride a C5 around the North Playground, it was called.
Why did I think you were going to say a DeLorean?
Like,
a C5, it's a school fete, you prick. Of course, it's a C5.
Yeah, you could ride a fucking C5. And Adam, I remember, turned up. And he was like, his mum and dad had a few quid. And he would have had like some kind of like really nice tracksuit top on. And he had sky blue Farrahs on, right? And I ain't going to lie, I was very jealous. And he looked fucking great. And he was one of the kids that was just like, yeah, let's have a go. And like straight in. Probably was one of them kids that like, when he was like, I'm going to the school fete. And we'd all have like a quid. He was the one that turned out of a tenner.
Yeah.
And now you think, oh, fucking cunt, he's got 10 quid. And Adam jumped in the C5 and obviously like that was like watching fucking Michael Knight get in the kit. He looked fucking great. C5 was like the ultimate fucking machine at that point, right? Gets in it, takes a fucking hard turn, comes out, tears all his Farrahs. Yes, mate. I remember when you was about... Was you about 16 and you
Are you going to say about my Pierre Cardin shoes?
You had a pair... They were horrible.
They were casual.
They weren't casual. They were one of them things I just remember thinking... sometimes... I don't know if you ever had it, but like if your old man or your mum ever picked you up from school wearing something a bit embarrassing, you'd feel a bit awkward. I remember like if we ever went out somewhere and you had them shoes on, I'd be like, oh, fuck's sake, he's wearing them. Yeah, God, these shoes.
They were casual.
They look like something that a fucking exchange student would get the piss ripped out of him for wearing. But I remember when you was about 16, you really wanted a C5, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, because you could drive them when you were 16 on the road.
Yeah.
And I was going to school in Upminster at the time.
Yeah.
So I said to my mum, can I have a C5 for Christmas? Because it means I'll be able to drive myself. driving yourself to school. But I don't think the battery range was like 5 miles or something. So I don't know how I thought I was going to get all the way there.
Just pushing the C5 from Ockenden.
But I was dead set on it. Like,
yeah, and it would have took about 3 hours to get there.
I'd left early, wouldn't I? You know, just some big fucking lorry would have gone through a puddle.
But like, I also remember the rumour was, and I don't know if this is true, you could drive a Robin Reliant at 16. That was the rumour, at 16. Because I remember there was always like the kids with pubes at school that had like, the fellas that like were already shaving, that had like turn up on a motorbike.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, fucking hell, like he's got a motorbike.
Yeah.
And like, and that they were like, they looked like men, the ones that had motorbikes.
Yeah.
They'd always get off, take their crash helmet off and have a bit of stubble. And they were always the ones that had like...
They'd all had it off, hadn't they?
They'd definitely all had it off. Like, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Definitely had it off. But I remember like saying to my mate Paul at the time, just going, if we save up, because he lived in Tilbury and I didn't live far from there.
Yeah.
And obviously where I went to school was like a bit of a bit of a fucking trek. And at the time, the only one of our parents that had drop us to school was Gals. But Gals' mum had just bought a brand new Skoda. And we'd all sort of get round his house in the morning with our push bikes. And it'd be pissing down with rain, and his mum would come down, bless her, and she'd go, "Oh, lads, do you want me to drop yous all in this morning?" And we were like, "Oh, yes, please." And Gal would be like, "No, thank you. I ain't going to school in a Skoda," and he would not.
I remember Gal saying his mum come to pick him up one day, and it was like shitting down the rain, and he just walked along with this Skoda driving alongside, and him just going, "Fuck off."
I mean, the thing is, it's no lie that we would shout E-Reg at cars.
Yeah. If you saw a new E-Reg,
yeah,
you'd shout E-Reg. But like Skoda, that was one of
the... And Lada.
It was a big moment, wasn't it?
Yeah. If you ever see someone driving a Skoda or a Lada...
Skoda! Lada!
E-Reg!
We're just like shouting. Do you remember that this was probably like late 80s. Just walking around the streets, loudly singing Letter from America by the Proclaimers.
Yes. Did we go into the drive-in with sunglasses, with the lenses pushed out, singing the Proclaimers? That was when you just passed your driving test. That was like, that was a moment, wasn't it? We were like...
Yeah.
Do you know what? I don't reckon...
I had a few pubes then.
I was just about to say, I still don't reckon I had any pubes then.
I had one, but it was growing out of mole.
All right. Well, look, ironically, we're talking about being blokes here. Also in the charts was I Could Be So Good For You by Dennis Waterman.
Theme tune from Minder.
Yeah. Every part of that is every ingredient of a bloke record.
There's a lot of ginger pubes in that record, aren't there?
Yeah.
It's a manly record.
Yeah. And I don't think, like, if you had to describe Dennis Waterman... My old man had a bit of terminology. My old man loved Minder. Like, and
yeah,
I,
everyone's old man did.
Yeah. And like, what was his character? Terry McCann. Yeah. Right? Terry McCann didn't...
Maddie
like,
McCann.
Like, Terry McCann didn't hit you, did he? He gave you a right-hander.
Yeah, did you? Or if you hadn't done much, just clip round the ear.
Dry slap. Oh, fucking hell, leave it off, Till. But, all right, so... What other records constitute bloke records? If there was a compilation, now that's what I call bloody blokes.
Right.
What's on now?
Chas and Dave's Rabbit, obviously.
Yeah.
Mrs. Won't fucking shut up.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah,
that's another one. You wouldn't get away with Rabbit nowadays, would you?
No, no. They were just a bit old school, Chas and Dave.
Well, it was
Dave,
acceptable in the '80s, wasn't it?
It was acceptable in the '80s, exactly. Other blokes' records.
You got any others?
I'm just thinking of having a gangbang by Blacklace. Gucci's a bloke's record.
Chas and Dave were quite manly though, yeah, weren't they? Like, ain't no pleasing you. Yeah. He's trying to, you know,
yeah,
that's as kind of cosmopolitan as they got, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. I'm just trying to, obviously the '80s was the time of like, you know, the New Romantics were just kicking off. It was like...
No, there ain't no manly records in the New Romantics,
are there? I don't think there is. I don't think there is. It was like... Maybe the '80s was like the end of, like, the bloody bloke.
I suppose it was. Everyone stuck on a bit of makeup and...
That was it?
Yeah.
Enola Gay.
I like a bit of Enola Gay. Do you like a bit of Enola Gay?
One of me faves, I'm not going to lie.
What? OMD faves?
It's one of my favourite 80s pop synth records. It's probably one of my favourite ever pop records. And I'd probably say it's probably my favourite OMD record.
One of the top 80s playovers as well. Beep, 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 beep. I'm not going to do the whole thing. I could. Beep, 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 beep. I am. I'm doing it.
Why are you doing it with a B?
I don't know.
Why did you do it like Metal Mickey? Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, it's a doing it.
Yeah, it's a D.
Textbook error.
It's fucking incredible, Enola Gay. But I do... I bloody love Electricity.
Yeah.
And I really like Souvenir.
Souvenir's a fucking cracker, yeah, isn't it? They're all good though,
isn't it? No, Tesla Girls ain't.
Oh, fuck off. Test. Yes, fucking brilliant.
Not.
Oh, you wankstone, you're wrong.
What was I'll never know why.
Forever live and die.
That's good.
I went to see OMD, didn't I? A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Supporting Aha. And
that's an 80s night, eh?
Oh, fucking what? Yes, yeah. First on was Tom Bailey from the Thompson Twins. That was an 80s night out.
Did they have any good songs?
The Thompson Twins, yeah. Hold Me Now.
Yeah. I've not heard We Are Detectives since the 80s. No, I bet that ain't very good.
But I'll tell you what, right? You fucking hear Love on Your Side, Doctor, Love, Doctor. Love, they've got Doctor, some proper Doctor. Fucking songs. They have.
Yeah.
Hold Me Now is a cracker, though, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's good, that.
But OMD were fucking great. That was the first time I see him. No, better sorry, second time I see him.
Were they better than A-ha?
Yeah. Yeah, really? They blew. A-ha got a lot of good songs, but they're just an handsome bloke with a lot of good songs. And OMD were just like, you know, yeah, it's a good combination, but they didn't have that fuck lot. OMD had a lot of fucking stage presence and charisma.
Yeah.
McCluskey's he's a complete fucking goon and he don't mind making a knob of himself.
Was he playing bass?
For some of it, yeah.
Yeah.
And dancing around like a geography teacher.
Wicked.
Which he fully acknowledges.
Yeah.
But he comes straight out, it was Cambridge United Stadium, and he's come out onto the stage and gone, "Good evening, Cambridge. Are you having a good Saturday?" And it's kind of just gone a bit quiet. And one of the band's obviously gone to him, "Mate, it's Sunday." And everyone in the crowd's just gone like, "Pah!" And he's just gone, "Do you want to hear 13 top 40 singles?" And everyone's gone, "Yeah!" Yeah, it was fucking great. But like, they just rocked it. Like, properly, you know, as a support manager, properly, you just fucking knew all their songs.
Yeah.
And they're great. And, you know, like one after the other, just fucking bang, bang, bang. They got a good greatest hits.
Yeah. They have. Bad Manners probably haven't.
Greatest hit.
I mean, Bad Manners were like... Did we touch on Bad Manners the last time?
I think we might have touched on them.
Because I remember thinking, like, Buster Blood Vessel was the fattest man I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, you want to see the size of him, wasn't he? He was enormous.
He was probably about 15 stone.
Like, no.
He just...
Come off it.
He just had a...
He was bigger than all the fat boys put together.
Like, he was just... He was just a bloke that had a bit of timber.
Yeah.
Like, I think as his career carried on, he put on a bit more. But, like, when you look back at them early 80s performances of, like, Lip Up Fatty and Special Brew and stuff like that, he's just your average bloke that's had a couple of pints.
Yeah. But he was the fattest one on Top of the Pops.
Yeah, he was. There weren't many fat blokes on the telly in the 80s. Big Daddy, Giant A-Stacks and Buster Blood Vessel. That was it.
The fat boys were kind of late 80s, weren't they?
Yeah, I think that was it. Roland Browning. Oh, dear. Special Brew by Bad Manners is a tune.
Yeah, it's a tune, isn't it?
Yeah. I remember thinking Can Can was brilliant, but I bet I haven't heard that for a long time, and I bet it ain't very good.
I don't know. I remember kind of like all the bands, nearly all the bands I liked had a moment when I didn't like them anymore, but I didn't realise it at the time.
Yeah.
And that was the moment with Bad Manners where you're just like, meh.
Call them the Gang? We spoke about them last time, didn't we?
No, I don't think we did, we?
Did we? Call them the Gang. I mean, inspirational, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't be here today without... I mean, he's not my dad or anything, I had a bit of a unfortunate incident last month when read on the news that Ronald Bell, founder of Call and the Gang, had died. So I tweeted out, sorry to, you know, obviously my condolences, RIP Call from Call and the Gang. And it wasn't Call, it was his brother. So I had to then, like, retract my...
Oh, that's horrible.
You know, I had to retract my condolences, you know, Yeah, I'd accidentally killed off Call, and Call's fucking fine.
Yeah,
there's gang warfare started about less than that.
What songs did Call and the Gang do that are good? Jungle Boogie. That's good.
No, I think that's rubbish.
I like that.
I see. Did we talk about Celebration? We did, didn't we, last month?
We spoke about Boo Boo, Boo Boo. That one.
That weren't Call and the Gang, though,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, we did. We must have mentioned that and how rubbish Joanna is. And what was it? Cherish the
Cherish. it's the worst. It's the worst. Cherish, isn't it?
I reckon that was the soundtrack of many a lazy lob on for a slow dance in some fucking shite nightclubs in the 80s. Ace of Spades was in the charts.
Yeah, it's the anti-Cherish, isn't it? The Ace of Spades.
Yeah, Cherish is you're going to kind of like have a little kiss. Maybe light a candle.
You're
having a little meal. You know, you're saying sweet nothings. Ace of Spades, you ain't got fuck all on, mate. You ain't got time for that. You got to fucking get a wriggle on. You're having it off. Like, you've got 3 minutes for fucking soft fucking finish. Job done.
Yeah, you said no fucking no foreplay. Just handful of spit.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I mean, I'm not going to lie, the first time I ever heard the Ace of Spades was on the Young Ones.
Oh, really?
And I think just that scene, is it Bamba? It's when they go to, is it when they're on the train at the University Challenge and it just kicks in and it sounds so fucking urgent.
It's fucking urgent in terms of...
So urgent.
It's the song, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you was, and you know, I'd obviously never do this, you know, get a submachine gun and go into a lakeside shopping centre and just fucking take people out. But if I was going to, which I wish I wouldn't have done, I know we have spoke about this in the past, but the other urgent songs, Teardrop Explodes, Reward.
Ba, 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 ba.
The amount of times I've been in the outside lane of a motorway doing about fucking 120 and then you're like, oh shit, I've got Teardrop Explosion Reward on, it's made me go fast in the car, officer.
I've had a couple where I've had the headphones on and like listening to Territorial Pissings And like, and there's a little voice inside my head saying, "Who do you think fucking wants some?" No one. They're just going about their day.
That's an angry little song, isn't it?
Yeah, territorial pissings. Like, I mean, you got to throw Bullet in the Head in there, or like Killing in the Name.
Yeah,
they're angry.
Yeah,
Urgency. It takes some to beat the Ace of Spades, I think.
It's right up there, isn't it?
Kennedy by the Wedding Presents, Urgent.
Oh, yeah. He's fucking urgent, isn't it? Urgent, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we're pretty much done on records in the charts in November 1980. So, do you want to talk about some films?
Yeah, all right then.
Long Good Friday.
That's a good film, isn't it?
I've not seen that since... I don't mean I've seen that since the 80s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I watched it in the 90s.
Right. How was it?
I can't remember. It was fucking 20 years ago.
Oh, don't say that. It's really horrible when you start thinking
that.
It's
rubbish, isn't it? And then that was the end of the 90s, was 20 years ago.
How long ago does the 90s feel to you? Because the 80s feels a long time ago, but the 90s don't.
No, yeah, you're right. The 80s feels like a long fucking time ago, but no, the... You know, probably the most recent records in my collection are from the 90s. Like, you know, probably like mid to late 90s are the most recent records in my collection.
If I said to you, us 1990s, what would you instantly think? What would be your first memory?
Gas Club in Leicester Square.
Right.
Just going to indie clubs.
That's a nice memory.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be something like me having my pants pulled down somewhere or something fucking horrible. But that's actually...
No, I don't remember. Like, because I must have pulled your pants down so many times. I just don't really... You know, it's all just merged into one.
Just for a bit more context, if you'd missed the first two episodes, it's not when it's just me and Cunt in a room on our own.
Yeah, pulled over in a lay-by.
I'm going to pull over, Roy.
Do you want me to take my seatbelt off?
Get in the back. Did we touch upon your time in the 90s when you got in the back of a car?
What, like Hightower's driving test?
No, when you was having a kiss and cuddle in the back seat of a car.
No, that weren't in the back, that was in the front.
Oh, okay, all right, Maverick. Like, so, go on.
Yeah, I was still living at home with my mum, and when you wanted to take a girl out, because you didn't have much money, like, you used to take her out in your Ford Escort estate to a lay-by.
Right, no, that's not true. That's not true, right?
No, you didn't. You just fucking took them around the back of a car park.
No. So. Right, let's get a bit of context here, right? Because we rumbled where your first date pub was. Because you'd go to that place in Leyndon, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was just like, oh, yeah, he's taking a girl out tonight. I bet he'll be over there. But invariably, I mean, it's really weird because you look at young people now and... And they just like they just go out for dinner and they go and do like nice things, but like
do they?
Yeah, and it's like, and you know, my daughter's like 17 and she goes for like dinner with her boyfriend and things like that. And I just think,
yeah, but that's what you tell your mum. I told my mum we were going for dinner, but we were finger blasting in a lay-by.
But like, but the thing is, it's like I never once. I reckon I was 25 before I took a girl for dinner. Because it just, I don't know why it weren't on my fucking radar.
No, I remember you saying as a teenager, I'm never taking a bird for a meal. Do you remember saying that?
No.
I'm never taking a girl for a meal. Like, I'm not going to be one of them people that goes for a meal. I remember you saying that. But that's only you fucking saying that's reminded me.
I can remember saying it. I can. And I kind of know what I meant as well. Like,
no, I get what you mean. I don't want to wear a roll neck and be a wanker.
I mean, I ain't wearing a roll neck, but like I've been out for dinner.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. But
sell out.
But like, but I do remember, like, you'd maybe go to a pub and then, you know, on the way home, you might take a detour somewhere slightly discreet for a kiss and cuddle in your car.
Yeah. And yeah, no, that's what it was. I don't accept. I think we'd just kind of maybe just not done the pub bit. But we were just looking for somewhere to stop and have a bit of a kiss and a cuddle and that. And so we pulled up down the side of just off the junction of the 127 and the 128 round by Fulham Park.
Yeah, well, they've since made documentaries about that.
Yeah, well, I didn't know. You didn't know that at the time because there weren't the internet, so you didn't find all these things out. You had to find them out.
It was acceptable then.
Yeah, it was acceptable then. So we sort of pulled down the lane, found a little like little lay-by in the lane.
Pulled down your pants.
Having a bit of a kiss and a cuddle on that, you know, on the driver's seat with the seat rolled back. And then this fucking van has come around the corner and just gone past us, like, with his full beam on.
It's pitch black down this lane.
Yeah,
right?
It's absolutely fucking pitch black. Gone by its full beam on. So, oh, fucking hell. So he's gone down to the bottom of the lane. He's turned around and he's come back with his full beam on. And you're like, oh, for fuck's sake. So I said, right, hop off. And we're just going to have to go and find somewhere else. So she's hopped off. And I've put the lights on before I've started the engine. And there's a bloke just stood at the end of the bonnet, wanking with his pants and trousers around his ankles and like just like proper like rabbit caught in the headlights face.
I bet you had the same though.
Oh, I couldn't fucking believe it. So like he's just disappeared off into the bushes and I've had to act all angry like I wanted to find him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't want to.
I just want to go home and stay out of trouble.
I had to drive up and down the lane with my full beam on, giving it the big one, like...
Did you have time to pull your trousers up?
No, I just had like a little wet spot on the front of my pants. Horrible.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah. What that's got to do with a long and Friday, I've absolutely no idea. Bob Hoskins was a bloke.
Oh, he was, yeah. Oh, he was a bloody bloke, wasn't he?
He'd come round and paint your walls, wouldn't he?
There was a lot of them kind of bold blokes in the 80s, wasn't
Phil
there?
Phil Collins.
Yeah, Bob Hoskins.
Is that it?
Right, said Fred.
Jacko from Brushstrokes.
Jacko from Brushstrokes.
Raging Bull come out in November 1980.
Yeah.
Fan of that?
I can't remember the last time I saw it. I can't remember much about it. You?
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the works of Robert De Niro, and I'm a big fan of the Raging Bull and the film. Yeah, love
so
it.
So, can you tell me a bit about Jake? Was it Jake LaMotta?
Yeah,
because I know nothing about boxing.
He was just an absolute fucking stone cold killer, and do you know what? He actually, our good friend Jim, went to see an evening with Jake LaMotta about 4 or 5 years ago in Southend. They flew him over. He's very elderly.
So what era did he box in? Because I think I saw Raging Bull like a long while ago, but just ain't fucking...
I think Raging Bull would have been mid to late 50s. I might be wrong, but I think it would have been mid to late 50s.
Yeah.
And yeah, just a proper fucking bruiser. It's a great film as well. He's fucking incredible in it. But that's pretty much it on the film front. But
what's your favourite Robert De Niro film?
Deer Hunter by a mile.
Oh, it's good, Deer Hunter, isn't it?
Fucking amazing. It's probably my favourite ever film.
What, Deer like, Hunter?
Absolutely. I went on a podcast about films and it was like, what's your favourite? And I was like, it's probably Deer Hunter.
Yeah.
I just think he's fucking incredible. I don't think there's a better bit of cinema than the Russian roulette scene when they're all caught, and then the one at the end as well.
Yeah,
like the one at the end's heartbreaking, but the one in the at the beginning when they're all caught before they, where he just keeps slapping them, just the feeling that you just want him to just fucking kill him.
Yeah,
I can't. The only thing that I've ever felt that like that was probably when Nicholson gets his hands round Ratchet's neck in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
You think he's going to fucking kill her. And then obviously, you know, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Right, he don't. But yeah, I'm going to go Deer Hunter. What's yours?
Oh, I don't know.
Casino's brilliant. Goodfellas, he's brilliant.
There's just so fucking many of them. I like King of Comedy as well.
That's
like...
great. Yeah, there's a reason why he's the best. television. So on TV today, we're looking at a Saturday. You're going to wake up and at 9:30, swap shop. Let's just take a moment and just think about the name of that, right? Swap shop, right? That should just be called...
shit stuff.
Utter toot.
Like eBay.
Yeah. Boot sale. It's just fucking shit. Like, what was good about swap shop? Like, Edmunds, I've got no time for Edmunds.
Well, my thoughts on Edmunds have been well documented.
Like, it was just a bloke with a lot of highlights and a tidy beard.
Yeah.
And as literally...
He still is.
He's still fronting that look. I mean, yeah. Props to him for that.
Yeah.
You know, at least...
His beard's got tidier.
Yeah. His hair's not quite as big, but it's still very... It's still blow-dried and highlighted.
It's the same hairdo or variant of...
Yeah. Cheggers kind of was one of the programmes that broke us, Chegwin.
He's all right, Cheggers, though, isn't he? He's just said, like... He's just a good bloke, isn't he?
Yeah. Like,
I'm not saying Cheggers weren't mixed up in U-Tree.
Basil Brush. Basil Brush was on Saturday evening. I mean, we touched on puppets last time, like 80s puppets.
So I did make a little... There was a lot of 80s puppets, weren't there?
Yeah.
Who was your favourite?
I remember, and I have no idea how unfunny it is now, but I remember I was never really got to see it much because I was always in bed, like, and it was a bit of a later one. It was one that your mums and dads would like, and it was Roger De Courcy and Nookie Bear.
Nookie Bear.
And it was like, Nookie Bear. And I thought, I bet that's like a little bit blue.
Yeah. Well, it's got a name that refers to sexual intercourse. It's got to be, isn't it?
And I remember just thinking, oh, yeah, I bet that's well good. And like... And if anyone ever asked me that in the 80s, I'd be like, yeah. I mean, they're like, Roger De Courcy and Nookie Bear. Never really see
just
it.
Just like hiding your Orville T-shirt.
Yeah, completely that.
There was loads of them. I did have a little fucking list, right? So, yeah, Basil Brush, obviously.
Rubbish.
Sooty and Sweep.
Right, let's go into that quickly, right?
I did my Sooty and Sweep.
What do you like about Sooty?
No, is it Sweep? Sweep was the draw, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but he weren't even a good straight man, was he, Sooty? He didn't say anything.
No, he's just a bit of a sap, wasn't he?
He was just a melt that every now and again would pull out a wand and it'd be like, oh, bore off. It was like, I tell you who was got, Sweep had a bit of attitude, right? And I liked that. Like he was
a precursor to punk in a lot of ways.
He really was. He was like, he was the Chaz to Morph. Like,
yeah.
And then you had, can you remember Butch?
Yeah.
Like, every now and again, they'd go on holiday or something, like, and Butch would be there. And
yeah.
Butch was an absolute cunt. He was a proper toe rag. And it had, like, and it had almost kind of turned Sweep, that Sweep would be on the back foot a little bit. And, you know, it'd end up kind of, like, not wanting to be, like, the wild card.
Yeah.
Like, but consistently, Sooty, rubbish.
That's a bit harsh.
Well, argue the case.
No, it was all right.
There you go. Who's next?
Spit the Dog.
I remember thinking that was fucking brilliant.
It was brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It probably Carol
G's looked like a laugh.
Yeah.
Did he have... What was it? Did he have other ones?
Well, he had about 5 Spit the Dogs, didn't he? He flogged them off when he got skint.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a lie?
No.
Is it?
No, it's true.
All right.
It's true. Yeah, he flogged them off when he got skint. Nookie Bear, Orville.
Just quickly, how many jokes did Spit the Dog have?
1.
Right. Orville, go on, as you were.
But if you got one and you do it right.
Yeah. But it's a bit like, what's Emu's joke? I'm just going to fucking attack this fucking poor person here. What's Spit the Dog? I'm just going to flob on someone. There's a lot of angry people with puppets, isn't there?
They were up your time. Oh, definitely. It's Joe, yeah. It's Joe Beasley, isn't it?
Joe Beasley and Cheeky Monkey.
And Emu, obviously. And do you remember Lord Charles?
Yeah. See, that was another adult's one.
Yeah.
That was like just some like old bloke with a monocle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I remember just thinking, God, I want to see that. But like, I never saw it. Did you?
I can't really remember it. I remember the guy and I remember the puppet, but I don't remember what the act was.
Yeah. What about...
It's got to have been posh, though, with a name like Lord Charles.
Yeah. Bernie Clifton?
Did he have a puppet or did he just ride an ostrich?
He just wore a fucking big pair of trousers with a face. Like, did he have jokes?
I don't think you needed jokes then. You just had to kind of like, you had to pull a face, didn't you, and just turn up.
Oh, it was easier then, wasn't it?
Entertainment was completely fucking different, wasn't it?
I remember like absolute disappointment when Basil Brush came on. I remember just thinking, oh, fucking hell.
Roland Rat was a good puppet.
Roland Rat was a good puppet. That's a good shout. That was like, because he was a bit more anarchic, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And like...
It was like they finally worked out that like, we're going to do a puppet that the kids might like.
Was that 80s? That was 80s, wasn't it? Of course it was.
Yeah, it was a bit later on though, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then that was the kind of precursor to Zig and Zag. Yeah. And they were a pair of toe rags.
Yeah.
It was like, I guess maybe Sweet was the forerunner. Orville, rubbish.
But that number one single.
Rubbish.
That was number one, wasn't it?
Yeah, rubbish. Like, what was the joke? Just some fucking sap of a duck.
In a nappy.
Just...
an incontinent duck.
Fucking hell. Right. We done on puppets?
I think we should move on. It's making you really angry. I think we should just stay away from kids' TV in general.
Well, I'm going to get really upset about this one.
Oh, fucking hell.
So, and when Basil Brush finished... Doctor Who, that was.
I thought it was Muse.
It sounds a bit like Muse, didn't it? Do you like Doctor Who?
I think I liked it for a very short period of time when it was Tom Baker and his great big scarf.
I think that was the only time I thought, oh, this might be all right.
And then, like, I remember he fucked off. And who come after him? Was it Colin Baker? Was it Peter Davidson? But whoever fucking turned up next, I just thought, eh.
Yeah. I just remember, like, see, the thing is, I don't like sci-fi, right?
Oh, do you not?
Because I've seen Star Wars. So I've ticked that box. You don't need to watch anymore.
But ain't that just like saying, well, I've seen Mike Tyson, so I'm never going to watch any more boxing matches.
No. So,
for the sake of this next segment, no.
No, but I just remember, like, once you'd seen a lightsaber and, like, Han Solo fucking just ironing out stormtroopers.
Yeah.
When you've just got, like, some elderly bloke using, like, words and pressing a button on a little square box that just meant that they evaporated, just rubbish. It's like, I want him to blow him up like Greedo.
Yeah.
Like, I want, like... just the effects and stuff. I remember the Daleks like being quite scary, but I remember like it wasn't called C5, it was K9. Like, I remember just like whenever like K9 turned up, it almost felt like a treat, but it was just crap.
Yeah,
and like, and it's still going.
Davros
was a bit weird, wasn't he?
Yeah,
like
Davros was creepy.
Yeah, but. But I could never tell you a plot line from any of it. I could never remember any of it. I just remember just thinking it was boring. I just think, like, oh, hurry up, get this over and done with. Like, I want to watch a Generation Game.
Did you like any kids' TV in the 80s?
Yeah. Charlton and the Wheelies.
Jossie's Giants.
Oh, I love Jossie's Giants.
Yeah.
That would have been a bit later. Johnny Briggs. Like,
his dad was in Star Wars as well, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Johnny Briggs' eldest brother Albert was brilliant. Like, oh, I fucking love Johnny Briggs. Jossie's Giants was fucking excellent. Grange Hill was the bollocks.
Did you like Silas?
I really liked Silas. There was lots of them kind of
weird dubbed kind of European things. Heidi.
Boo, 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 boo.
What was that? The music test?
Heidi.
I was.
Yeah. I loved Heidi. Huckleberry Finn was good.
I fucking loved Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Can you remember the theme tune?
Times looking back on the days that were slower when living came easy and neighbours were friends. Paddle wheels turning while shifts.
It was fucking brilliant.
Oh, yeah, that was good, that, wasn't it?
Yeah, I loved that. That was a proper treat. That was like Saturday lunchtime before like World of Sport. You'd get a bit of that. And then it was like straight on to a little bit of 80s wrestling. And then,
oh, I fucking loved
and
a bit Dickie of wrestling.
Then Dickie Davis. Right.
Who's your favourite wrestler?
Big Daddy, standard.
Yeah.
And there was one who was, and I'm sure he was deaf.
Alan Kirby, was it?
I think it might have been. It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. Rollerball Rocco.
I don't remember him.
He just rolled around a lot. It was his textbook move.
And obviously, like, when you'd get the ultimate, like, here we go, fucking giant haystacks, he's having a tear up with Big Daddy.
Yeah.
It was like, and I remember like thinking Giant Haystacks was so evil.
Yeah.
And like he was like just such an horrible man.
Well, why would you be such a cunt to Big Daddy?
Yeah, Shirley Crabtree. Well, let's talk about a couple of things that were happening in the news in November 1980. Michael Foote was elected to be the Labour leader. Memories of Michael Foote.
Spitting image, isn't it?
That's just pure
spitting image. Yeah, that's it. That's it, really. I don't know whether this was because just at this time, but I don't know. I think I kind of remember Thatcher from this time.
I remember Thatcher. I remember like at family parties, like I would do an impression of Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, yeah. I had two impressions: Margaret Thatcher,
right?
Frank Spencer, obviously.
Go on, do your Frank Spencer.
Ooh.
That was John Travolta before he sang Summer Nights. my memories of like, I remember Michael Foote. I remember him like, he looked like he was about 150, didn't he?
Yeah.
He looked like Davros. Like, he looked really, really old. And like, and I do remember just like, my mum and dad, like, I remember my mum and dad, like, obviously, like, hating Thatcher, and I also remember like hearing Thatcher milk snatcher. Like,
I don't remember that.
Did you have milk at school?
Yeah.
So I remember like they bring out like for people that are obviously not as old as me and Cunn, they bring out like a crate of these small little bottles of milk.
And they wouldn't bring it out, would they? It'd just be sat there in the sunshine
and
all
it'd
day.
Always be warm, wouldn't it? Yeah. And it'd be like silver top milk.
That thick fucking skin on the top of it that you had to kind of get your straw through.
A little blue straw, yeah. Wouldn't it? And you sort of push it through. And like, and I remember just thinking, like almost like looking forward to it. Maybe it's just because it weren't in a lesson. But drinking like warm milk.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it, I can taste it as I'm saying it.
Yeah.
Like, and it was just gross. And, I mean, I kind of guess there was merits in giving people milk at school, trying to give you a little bit of goodness in one shape or form, I don't know. But when that stopped, Thatcher, milk snatcher. Like, and that's still that saying, like, that's etched in me.
Yeah.
And again, I can't think of 80s politics. I mean, let's not get too bogged down in that. But I can't think of anything to do with 80s politics other than spitting image.
No, I mean, like, it completely... But it was all stuff that I had no fucking interest in. But spitting image made it fun and fucking interesting. Like,
did you get the jokes on spitting image?
No, I don't think... I don't think I always did, but I felt like I did, you know, like the Ronnie Reagan stuff. And
yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, that must have been fucking early 80s, mustn't it?
I'm sure. I don't, when was the chicken song?
That was a little bit later when the chicken song.
Yeah. What was that, 80?
83, 84?
Yeah.
Was it?
But I remember that being the funniest thing ever. And, like,
And the B-side, of course, Never Met a Nice South African, was just like one of the funniest things ever.
I don't think I understood it.
But it was funny, though, wasn't it?
Of course it was, because it was puppets. And it was funny puppets.
Yeah.
It weren't Orville singing, I Wish I Could Fly.
But then you kind of, I think, whatever the people were doing in real life, you kind of locked into the character traits that the spitting image writers gave, you know, like the Queen and Thatcher.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they kind of made it really accessible. I thought spitting image was fucking great as a kid, like really, really fucking, you know, really funny. And we all sat down as a family and watched it.
It was on like Sunday nights, wasn't it? Like,
yeah.
I'm sure it was on like 9 or 10 o'clock on a Sunday night.
Oh, was it that late?
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure for like, you know, a few years we had to like, I had to video it and watch it like the next day.
Yeah.
And there was so much of it, I had no idea what it was about because of like the political content and just being a whippersnapper and not really getting it. But it's back.
Yes, I hear, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know too much about it, but apparently it's back on one of the pay channels, I don't know, but
they've had a couple of attempts at doing things like it, haven't they? With, is it like 2D TV and but it's never quite. It's the button like Spitting Image did.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you got any other news stories?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, the obviously like this was a big thing in the late 70s and 1980s. The Yorkshire Ripper was on the prowl.
Okay,
and he'd offed about a dozen women at this point, and I think he was nearing the end of his reign of the hotspots of the north, and had started kind of going from, you know, killing prostitutes to just be sort of basically indiscriminately battering anyone that he could get his hands on, and he struck quite a few times in November 1980. Do you remember that being a kid and hearing anything about that?
I for years would always confuse the Yorkshire Ripper with Jack the Ripper.
I thought you were going to say, for years, would confuse the Yorkshire Ripper with Yorkshire Pudding.
When you look back, and like, I mean, one of the most insane pictures, which I'm sure, we've spoke about plenty of times, and if you've never seen it and you're listening to this, just Google Yorkshire Ripper, Jimmy Savile, Frank Bruno. Because it's one of the most bananas pictures you will ever see, isn't
it? Yeah. I mean, I only came across it, I don't know, maybe like 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's just insane. It's almost like, it's more than anything you could fucking Photoshop.
Yeah. Ripper's got almost an Edmonds-esque tidy beard in that photo.
Yeah. And like a kind of bright pink shell suit.
Yeah.
And he's shaking hands with Frank Bruno, whilst in the middle, Savile stands there with a cigar on his lips, right next to a sign saying, no smoking, in Broadmoor, you know, high security fucking hospital. And that says everything you need to know about Savile. He just did whatever the fucking hell he wanted.
That's an insane photo, isn't it?
Yeah.
What, I mean, under what premise? Who was managing Frank Bruno at this point that went, right, Frank, we've got a little PR day for you today. Jim's fixed it for you to come meet the Ripper. And like, it's going to have a smashing time.
I think Frank had gone to Broadmoor with Jimmy and was hoodwinked into... This is what I understand. Frank was hoodwinked into shaking hands with this guy who he didn't know who it was and then was told it was the Ripper.
Imagine meeting the Yorkshire Ripper. That's fucking nuts, isn't it?
Yeah. But Jim can fix that kind of thing for you.
He certainly could then, couldn't he? Good beard, the Ripper, though.
Did have a good beard. Say what you like about him. You know, he fell short in a lot of other areas, but it was a good beard.
It was that kind of... it was the bloke's beard, wasn't it, of the early 80s and the late 70s. It kind of carried over. Like, the New Romantics killed off, like, the fella's beard.
Yeah.
I think, like, you know, it made a rebirth a little bit later, and we'll touch on that. But I think... You know, when you look at, like, Chaz and Dave, they had the Ripper-esque beard, didn't they? Like,
they never murdered anyone.
No, they were just blokes.
Yeah.
What other blokes had beards in the early 80s?
Peter Whiff.
From Aston Villa.
Yeah. Gary Birtles was the only other bearded footballer.
Oh, right,
Nottingham Forest. Beards in the early Ralph.
Brian Blessed.
Brian Blessed was that was a fucking. I mean, he was well before his time.
Yeah.
Your mate Scroobius Pip owes a lot to Blessed.
Definitely does.
Definitely, he wouldn't exist without Blessed.
Oh fucking hell! And then the beards disappeared when like the new romantic movement and post punk and all that kicked in. It signaled the end of the fella's beard.
Yeah,
and I think it went transatlantic then, and I think it kind of made its comeback in like yacht rock. I think that's when you got the bearded sound. You know, that's when you got the Michael McDonald. Like, you can encompass a beard in a sound.
No one sounds like they've got a beard more than Michael McDonald.
I keep forgetting. More and more and more. Like, Kenny Rogers looks like he'd sound beardy, but he don't.
No.
He looks great and beardy. Yeah. Michael McDonald sounds beardy.
Yeah.
You're more beardy. So many promises.
Earlier on, while I was having a little research, I did come across the game Guess Who.
Right.
Which was launched in 1979, brought over to the UK a couple of years later. But while I was doing a little bit of research about the Ripper, right, and I found a picture of all the original Guess Who characters. And I just wanted to see...
Right, you need to screenshot that, and we need to put this on the social so people can actually see this right, as well.
We'll do this, and play at home, get your pen and paper ready. Right. I want you to tell me which of these Guess Who original characters murders prostitutes, and I'm handing it over to Roy now.
Pretty much all of them.
And don't.
Anita seems quite nice. Claire makes jam. But, all the others. I mean, Richard.
Richard! That was be one. It was Richard.
Yeah, Richard. Richard looks like Mr. Baxter from Grange Hill.
We know what he's up to over a weekend, though. Trawling the red light districts of Lancashire.
Definitely standing in your bonnet, ripping his cock off.
He's got an hammer.
Just drives. Oh, guess who? Right, we done?
I think we're done.
Right, we'll see you. We'll see you for a little Christmas special. We'll see you back in December.
Bye.
Bye.
Times looking back on the days that were slower when living came easy and neighbours were friends.
Remembering when we were young in the 80s.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.